Good morning, everyone. Today I will be reading from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
You came on a good Sunday because I'm not preaching. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you very much. Preacher points to all of you who are. That's all right. No, today is actually a wonderful day. In that today we have a very special treat for you. Mr. Michael Zoller will give us our main message today. Michael is 9, and this comes from his work for LTC, Leadership Training for Christ. And I want to talk just briefly about what that is and why it actually matters to all of us and not just those who participate in the program. In Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, Jesus says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Leadership training for Christ, while the title says leadership training for Christ, it is actually much more about learning to lead so that you can serve. One of the things that I noticed today was that all three of our elders are serving. It was actually very interesting. During communion, Matthew, our youngest, he's, how old are you? Almost 2. The communion tray went by with the bread, and he was there, and he was looking for it, and it passed by him. He reached for it, and it passed him by, and all of a sudden, his face got so sad, and he wanted to participate. And it's funny, this happened a minute ago, but I had the thought, wouldn't that be great if it was like that more often with all of the members of the church? You see, Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. As Christians, all of us then also have that same obligation to serve for the glory of God. All of us have different gifts in which we can serve. All of us have different ways in which we can serve. Some of us are still learning the ways we can serve. And I think that you can always learn a new way. Leadership training is about that. Leadership Training for Christ offers wonderful opportunities for our young men and women to explore so many different ways of their giftedness, to be able to glorify God and bless the church, Big C Church, through so many ways. Through choir, through skits, through art, through music, through sermons, through service, through outreach. Today is a wonderful thing in that we get to see Michael take something that he worked for LTC and bring it home to serve his home congregation. And that's, in the truest sense of the word, awesome. But I also want all of us to remember something as well, that while this is really neat for Michael, that this is also an example for all of us. Not all of us will get up here and speak behind a mic. Not all of us will song lead or serve communion. But sometimes that's not the most important thing. And that some of the greatest gifts of the church, some of the greatest leading of the church comes behind the scenes in full devout service that few people will ever hear. That's what LTC is about. That's what being a Christian is about. And that's the example that Christ came to give us. But with that, Michael, if you want to come up. Today we get to see Michael, like I said, expand his gifts and serve us from the pulpit. Would you bow with me as we pray for him? Holy Father, we thank you for today. We lift up to you Michael. We thank you for his willingness to serve. We thank you for his love for you, and we thank you for the abilities that you've gifted him. We pray that today is a start of him growing in the gifts that you blessed him and being able to fully explore the ways that he can serve you and your church. Give him strength, give him comfort, and give him the words in order to bless us today. Let him know that you love him, and everyone here loves him. And that no matter what, God, no matter what comes out sometimes, no matter the world, no matter what, you are glorified and you are an amazing God, and we celebrate that now. Like I said, be with Michael today. Thank you for the blessing that he gives us and pray that he gets one as well. We love you, God, and devote this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael, preach the word.
Good morning. There once was a barber who one day thought he should share his faith with the next customer that came in. After he opened the shop, a man came in and asked for a shave. The barber said, "Sure, have a seat, and I'll be right back." The barber went and prayed for help in witnessing to this customer. He then came back out with his razor in one hand and his Bible in another, asking his customer, "Come on, sir, are you ready to die?" Today I'm going to talk about why witnessing the good news of Jesus Christ is important. Have you ever been in a situation where you were talking to someone and you wanted to ask if they knew about Jesus? I know I have friends that don't know about Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. Witnessing is telling others and living your life in a godly way. It is also studying and reading the Bible, as well as praying and helping others. Witnessing is important because everyone needs to be saved, and it helps everyone to obey God. Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Holy Spirit and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." God's plan to save everyone is through the church telling others. So, one of the main reasons we need to witness is because God is king, and when He says we need to do something, we should do it. And everyone needs to be saved. Witnessing is everyone's responsibility because church is all the time and everywhere. People need to have a chance to see that God loves them. We can show that by serving them and telling them that Jesus died for our sins. We must be prepared to show God's love at any time. We all know different people, and someone we know might need to hear about God and be ready to help they want to know about God. The good news is when we tell others what we know, and then the people we know, telling the people they know. That's why it's important for us to be witnesses for Christ today.